Sunday marked the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall in Northern Ireland. Walls have been dividing communities for well over 40 years. Last year, a Stormont report on developing a new community relations strategy set a target of 2022 for bringing down Belfast's so-called peace walls. How realistic is it that that will happen? Earlier, I spoke to Sinn Féin councillor Niall O'Donoghue and community worker Ian McLaughlin. I began by asking Ian if he thinks there's any chance that in 8 years' time all the walls will be down.
I was actually very pleased when government announced the Keep Up programme, Together Building United Communities, because I felt that it offered a lot of hope to people living in interface areas. It offered the hope of positive regeneration, economic activity, you know, all the indicators that have blighted interface areas. But I have to say that some 16 to 18 months into the programme, I don't see any tangible benefits coming to these communities. Government is still insistent that walls need to disappear, but there doesn't seem to be an economic or a regeneration package in the background to enable this to take place.
What do you think would help?
Well, it's no surprise that many of our interface areas are blighted currently by wasteland and dereliction. So I believe firmly that serious regeneration programs need to be in place in order to make the people who live at these places less fearful of the wall, what it means and what would happen or what could happen if the wall were ever to be removed.
And what about shared spaces, or is that a step too far?
No, well, actually, I don't think so, because there are a number of programs taking place throughout, well, primarily Belfast at the moment that I know of, Black Mountain Shared Space and stuff like this, which is two communities genuinely looking at how to make a place, a genuinely shared area.
Niall O'Donoghue, you know only too well the difficulties at interfaces. What do you think should happen?
Well, I mean, I think it's how long is a piece of string, Cara? In many senses, I mean, these walls have been with us and blighted our city for quite a long time. And I suppose from many people's perspective, they don't actually prevent an awful lot of the stuff as we've seen in East Belfast in recent weeks. So I think what we need to focus in on as well is the important stuff that's been mentioned around, you know, very strategic targeted investment into the specific needs of interface communities, because they are very unique and specific needs. But I think we need to start investing in the people that live there and that are affected by the scars of peace walls. So that involves bringing people together, but it involves breaking down the psychological and the mental barriers that engage in people's minds, because they've been up for much longer than the physical barriers, and they take a considerable period longer to get down. So I think that's where our focus needs to be.
Niall, I just wanted to make the point. I mean, a lot of good work has happened on both sides of the community, and particularly in East Belfast, where, you know, kids have been taken on trips. But then it seems to be whenever something happens, whether it's around parades or the flag protests, things just go back into division.
Well, I mean, you're right, and I actually was going to come on to the point that there has been an awful lot of good things done and an awful lot achieved in recent times. But you see what we need to get away from too, Tara, and I know you're not implying this at all, but we need to get away from the notion that taking kids away together on trips is simply enough, because it's not, and that's becoming very evidential as we do move forward.
But does it have any benefit? Surely it's better than having them.
No. And I accept that. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have any benefit. In many ways, it offers people a degree of respite, and it offers people a degree of certainly affording them the opportunity to get to know each other. And that's important. And I'm not downplaying that at all. I'm simply saying that we need to think a bit outside the box, and we need to move beyond that.
Things? So if trips aren't enough, what else could be happening? Is it some sort of shared space? Is it sport? Is it bringing kids together on a very regular basis? I mean, obviously, some people would say perhaps if they were educated together, it wouldn't be such a difficulty.
All of those things are worth looking at. To be honest with you, Tara, I don't have the answer. If I had the answer, I'd be phoning the Nolan Show every day to shout it from the rooftops. But all I'm saying is that, I mean, I take a lot of heart from the fact that in East Belfast, even though we have seen some trouble and some violence in recent weeks, I know that, you know, in parallel to that, there's still ongoing discussions and engagement between residents. And that's the important thing. That's the key thing. That is something that will bear fruit. But as I said, these mental, these psychological barriers have been put up over You know, let's not even just get into years or decades. These things have been put up over centuries. So they're going to take a hell of a long time for us to try and break that down. So, like I said, all that you have outlined is important, you know, whether it's creating shared space, whether it's creating the opportunities for engagement and creating better understanding, and whether it is the stuff that was mentioned at the beginning of the interview, which I think is critical in terms of investing and improving the quality of life for people living in the interfaces and giving them a degree of aspiration and support from government. I think all of those things are key. So I'm not trying to disappoint or take away from it. I do think, and it's important that the executive have honed in on the T-Buck strategy and are committing themselves over a period of years. And I think that's probably much more honest and much more realistic, because, as I said, it is going to take time, and there isn't a magic wand here. No two communities are the same. No two streets are the same. You know, so we're going to need a very engaged strategic approach.
I mean, Ian, we've seen one of the walls come down in the park in North Belfast. Is that the key to start to be very small steps and maybe take a part of a wall or just pick one community and focus all the resources there so that then we can have, well, that's a good example how it has worked there. We'll try it on the next one.
Well, there are many examples of limited change taking place, but these are very incremental steps. They have to be. There's no black and white. The wall's there today and it's gone tomorrow. There's much more dedicated work needs to be done. I have to say, I agree with the majority of what Niall has just said. And even in an area such as East Belfast, we have project after project, but it's continuity of project. It's more sustainable funding to these communities to enter into a longer piece of work. Intervention projects are fine, absolutely, and they provide a certain degree of respite to communities. But we need to have the strategic vision, in my opinion, and invest longer term in communities, because change is a long term process. You know, some of these peace walls were decades in the making, I have to say. And in all reality, they may well be decades in removing. We can't just set ourselves a 10-year deadline and say, okay, guys, they're going to be removed in 10 years, because they all have, specialized needs, specialized issues, which the areas, and all must be treated very much on an individual basis.
Okay. Thanks very much, both of you.
All right. Thank you, Tara.
Bye.